Well, I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, if you have them, to the fourth chapter of the Gospel of John, John chapter 4. And I'd like to, this evening, read from verse 4 down to verse 16. And we're dealing with the topic during the course of our time together of Christ is the answer. And we want to think this evening about Christ being the answer to disillusionment. I want to think about a lady who was pretty disillusioned and how the Lord Jesus was able to answer that as he is to all the other issues that we've been dealing with throughout the week. So I'm going to begin reading in verse 4 and read down to verse 16, although we look at a little bit more than that, but at least for our purposes want to read that section together. John 4, verse 4. It says, "And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, Whoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. Again, we believe God will bless the reading of his word to us this evening. I want to begin just by contrasting what we looked at last night. If you were here last night, we looked at John chapter 3. So we're not kind of going too far away. They're in the same section of the Bible. And I want to just make a contrast between these two situations. In John chapter 3, we read the story last night of a man called Nicodemus. And here we're looking at a woman of Samaria. And obviously, there are some pretty obvious differences. One was a man, one was a woman. There's a pretty basic difference. And secondly, Nicodemus was a Jew, and the woman of Samaria was a Samaritan. Nicodemus was a respected ruler, well respected in the community, whereas this woman, well, she was a social outcast. We'll understand that as we look at the story. She was looked down on, she was despised, she was not respected at all because of her dubious life. He was a moral man, she was an immoral woman. He came by night, she came at midday. Nicodemus pretty much fades off the scene for quite a while. He's going to come back into the story later on when the Lord Jesus is crucified, but for a long time he just kind of goes off the scene. Whereas this woman, she gets so excited about the message she hears, she runs right down the hill and she tells everybody that will listen, come and meet a man that told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Christ? So there's a lot of contrasts. What is interesting to me is that it tells us this, that the Lord Jesus is interested in reaching out to all different kinds of people, men and women, people who are Jewish, people who are not Jewish, people who are religious and people who are immoral. It doesn't seem to make any difference. His love is for humanity. In fact, we saw last night, God so loved the world. And it's so inclusive. He loves every person on the planet. And he's demonstrated that. And we're going to think again about how he did that. But we just want to understand that whoever you are tonight, whatever your background is, whether you're religious or whether you're not religious, whether you're respected or whether you have a dubious background, I can tell you without hesitation, the words that Eric enjoyed hearing so much from his father this morning, I love you. Well, we're here to tell you that God loves you and that Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you so, so very much. And as we look at this story, we find out that the Lord Jesus made a very specific journey, and it was very urgent. He says he must. Remember we said last night how important the word must is. He must needs go through Samaria. Why did he have to go that way? I mean, he didn't physically have to go that way in one sense, because you could have got where he was going by a different route. But he said, I must go that way. You know why? Because he had an appointment with a woman. The woman of Samaria. That's why he had to go that way, to reach her. It was essential to go that way because he wanted to meet her and introduce her to living water so she'd never thirst again. And I can say that the Lord Jesus made an even greater journey to show his love to you. See, he left heaven. That was his home. That's where he always was, always existed in equality with God. And yet he left there and came down here on a very difficult journey. We think about culture shock. Imagine leaving heaven and coming to this sinful world. Well, that's what the Lord Jesus did. And just as he made that journey through Samaria to reach her, he made the journey from heaven to reach you. Because he loves you. And so, also, as he made this journey, he ignored a lot of social taboos. Because, you see, the problem is that the Jews didn't really like the Samaritans. In fact, they hated them. So much so that even some of the Lord Jesus' disciples, James and John, the sons of thunder, when they saw a group of Samaritans, they asked the Lord, shall we call down fire from heaven to burn them up? That's how strong they felt about them. Lord, zap them. And so for the Lord Jesus to go through that place, it was kind of a neighborhood you wanted to avoid. You didn't want to be contaminated. You just didn't want to be around that kind of neighborhood. But the Lord Jesus did, because there was a woman there that he wanted to give living water. You see, he had just said in chapter 3 that God loved the world. And now he's demonstrating it. He's saying, I'm going to go to the people that are despised, the people that it seems that nobody cares about, that everybody wants to avoid. He loves them so much, he's going to go there. That tells you how much he loves you, that he would do that for you, to come here to reach your soul. And that's why he came. And notice, too, that he overcame tiredness and weariness. It tells us that he was wearied from his journey. It's kind of an interesting chapter because it tells us something about the Lord Jesus, that he was fully human. He was a man. And as a man, he got weary. Interesting thing is, later on in the chapter, it's going to reveal to us that as well as being a man, he was also fully God. He had possessed absolute deity. He was really God. In fact, as God, he knows everything. And he's going to tell us he knew everything about this woman, even though they'd never met before. He knew all her life history, every detail. Because the person we're talking about, and I know it might be hard for you to get your mind around this, but it's really true. He's fully God, and he's fully man. In one person. And so here he is, weary, sitting on a well. But despite feeling weary, he still wanted to communicate a message to this woman. That's how much he loved her. That he would overcome his tiredness and his weariness and all the rest of it, because he wanted to communicate that he loved this woman. It tells us it was about the sixth hour. Well, in kind of translating that from the times, the Roman times, we find that that was actually noon. And that was not the time, really, that somebody would go to a well and draw water. They usually did it in the early morning or in the evening because it was cooler. And, you know, they have that saying about mad dogs and Englishmen go out in the midday sun. Well, the other idea is that only a fool would go out at midday and do anything too exhausting because it's hot. That's why most places in the Mediterranean have a siesta in the afternoon. They think it's foolish to do anything when the sun is at its zenith. And so basically this woman is doing is she's going to get water, and she's going at noon because she knows that nobody would be there. Because, you see, she's had a difficult life. And she's, as we're going to learn, she's had five husbands, and now she's not even married. She's living with the guy. And even though in our society that may not be a big deal anymore, back then that was pretty serious. And no doubt everybody gossiped about her. You know that lady. You know what she's like. You know how people are, you know, and they just look and turn their nose up at her as she walked past. And so she goes at a time when nobody else is going to see her. But somebody was going to see her. Somebody was going to be there. Somebody who knew all about that stuff and yet loved her anyway. So the Lord Jesus is seated on the well, and he just starts an everyday conversation, just a normal. He asks her for a drink, just something very natural. And he's going to turn that natural conversation into a very deeply spiritual conversation. And the Lord Jesus is really good at that. And maybe it's a good thing, because sometimes immediately when you start talking to somebody about spiritual things, even today, people get a bit nervous, don't they? So he just asks a normal question, could you give me a drink? And kind of she's shocked because, you know, well, she says straight away, how is it that you, being a Jew, would ask a drink of me, a Samaritan? I mean,